Hello, my name is Najib Muhammad. We're back with a podcast, my podcast, Chilling with Najib. And on today's episode, I'm going to be talking about, well, basically, I'm going to be giving a movie review about the movie I went to go see this past weekend called The First Omen. It was a scary movie. They had it rated pretty high pre-sale, like coming out. It recently came out about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks now. Yeah, so I went to go see it this past weekend with a couple of friends. It was pretty good. Online, they have it rate 6.9 out of 10 and then 80% Rotten Tomatoes. That's pretty high for a movie. You know, a lot of movies, especially scary movies now, don't get a lot of respect, I can say, just because it's a lot of the same things. Like, you know when the jump scares are coming now. For me, this movie wasn't like it didn't have a lot of jump scares, but it was your typical scary movie in the sense of it was about, I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's basically about like nuns and things are happening in this place, and this woman comes over and she's from America and they're in Spain, I believe. And she basically comes over to America and weird things start happening. To me, it was a very good movie, but it had that typical approach of, you know, I feel like they're in the scary movie, they're starting to use nuns as like being like devilish and scary and worshiping the devil and things like that, which makes it more typical. Cause you have other movies out there like The Nun, like Conjuring, which had a nun in it. I think Insidious had a nun in it, and them are some of the, you know, the very good scary movies. Conjuring is probably rated one of the highest scary movies, one of the movies, one of the top movies, period, in our decade. So, and Insidious at that. But yeah, so basically, when I went to go see it this weekend, I wasn't expecting to, like, my first thought of seeing the movie, you know how you break it down. It wasn't my first thought to go see The Omen. I wanted to go see Abigail just because I knew a little bit more Abigail. This week I was in the kind of the vibe of to really like go see a scary movie. It was just that type of weekend, I feel like, for me and some of my friends. We were just in a scary movie vibe. So we went to go see it. And, you know, you do your typical stuff. Sit there. You know, we went to the premiere. Lubbock premiere in the mall, relaxed chairs. And when the movie first started, I was kind of like, what is this? Like, it's kind of weird. Like, cause they were speaking in a different language a little bit. And I'm just like, what did I get myself into? Like, this is not what I came to see. But throughout the movie, it got more and more interesting. Obviously, you know, they're not going to start the movie out just amazing, but, like, my first thought definitely changed throughout the movie. I feel like it was confusing. Like, if you a lot of people get up throughout the movie and try to go get snacks. If you get up and you're gone too long, you're going to miss the whole movie. It's not one of those movies where you could, like, catch on to. I feel like it took a lot, like, just watching it took a lot for me to understand. And, you know, you pick up on things throughout the movie. That's how it typically goes. But yeah, it was one of those movies that just gave me a weird vibe. I really don't know, even though like it just gave me a weird vibe just because I'm used to jump scares, but this one, like, they had jump scares, but it was a little creepy. Like, one of the scenes, it was just like her in a room by herself. And she heard laughing, like, hee hee hee. And I was like, I'm in a movie theater, like, wow. Like, I'm a big scary movie fan, but, like, I don't get scared as much as a lot of people do. Like, I got older now. I used to be, when Conjuring and Insidious came out, I was extremely scared. Like, I would jump every time. But now I got older, I'm not as scared as much because I could predict the jump scares, but this one didn't have a lot of jump scares. I would feel like it was just the it I feel like this one was more creepy than like, all right, let's try to scare them. Like, let's just make them jump the whole movie. We was just like, I know some people in the theater sitting behind me, they was just like, bro, what is going on? Like, this is crazy. Like, them was some of the comments I heard in the movies. But yeah, it just gave that weird, creepy vibe. Like I said, the example about the lady laughing in the background, like she was in her, by herself, just hee hee hee. And then like at the end of the movie, it gave me like, I was totally kind of confused, but then I picked up on it like at the last minute, I picked up on like what was actually going on. But like the end was just nasty to me. Just how they did the ending part, it was kind of nasty. It wasn't the scariest movie, like I said, but it was definitely a great movie. I would definitely rate it about a 6.5. It's definitely in between one of the good scary movies I've seen. It would probably for me go to Conjuring, Insidious. Or you could interchange though. Insidious, The Conjuring, then I would probably put, ooh, it's pretty tough. It's a lot of good scary movies. Ooh, I would definitely probably put The Shining was pretty scary. That's older. That's an older movie that my dad showed me. It's pretty very decent. I like it. I don't know if that's scary either, just because of what happened in the movie. It really wasn't jump scares. I feel like the culture of scary movies has changed a lot. Just over the years, it's just been a lot of different changes in the genre, like in the scary genre. I feel like it's more fictional now than it was back then. Like The Shining was more like, if you haven't seen it, I advise you to go see it. The Shining was more, okay, like this is realistic. Like this man is hunting. I mean, this man is stalking the lady is stalking the man. She's in love with the man, so now she wants to, you know, harass the man and make him feel uncomfortable. That's how I feel like back in the day. But now it's kind of like, you know, it's made up, like it's demons and things like that. I mean, some people may believe in those. I kind of do, but I just feel like it's more, you know, made up creatures at some point, like things like that. I would definitely put The Black Phone in my top five. The Black Phone was amazing. We went to go see it, I think, last summer with my team. It was amazing. Very, very, I feel like it gave me old school vibes just because it wasn't a made up. It was a dude. If you haven't seen this, once again, you got to go see it, or you have to watch it. It's probably streamed everywhere, but you're going to have to pay definitely, because it was a top rated movie. But The Black Phone was, it gave me that old school vibe, like The Shining, but it was more scary. Just like he was kidnapped, like this man was kidnapping children at that, all the time. And then he was just making them creepy and things like that. It was just weird. I don't even know how to explain it. I just feel like you got to go see it. The Black Phone was amazing to me. I might go watch it again tonight. That movie gave me jump scares. I can't even lie. Just like one scene, the little girl was riding on her bike, and then you just see like five people in front of her. But the camera, see, this is what I like about camera and the cinematography of movies. Is just it really helps the movie become what it is. And so, like, the camera was facing her. She's riding a bike. And then she just turned around. And there was, like, five people. And my whole team, we was all like, oh, in the movie theater. But that was a really good movie. Yeah, out of my top five, that would The Conjuring and Insidious would definitely be one, too, just because they're classics to me. They're pretty good, amazing. But The Omen that I seen this past weekend, I liked it. I wish I could tell some more people about it and just go see it again, maybe. I like to watch movies twice just to get that feeling about if it really was good or not. But yeah, that's gonna wrap up my show. I just wanted to give a quick review on the first album that I went to go see. I'm glad you could join me today with Chilling with Najib. I hope to be here again and tell you about another movie, hopefully. Thank you for tuning in today.